fly. You can take control of the airwaves as we launch here into the second hour of the program. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231, brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site. They are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com.
Those of you who have listened to the show for the past few weeks, and actually a couple months, have heard about babyreadingkit.com. It's a site where you can go and order a course that, you know, essentially allows your child to start learning to read at as early as 3 months old. And we got it from my son, Jack, at a little before he turned two. And just it might have been right when he was two, but he's been taking the course for about 2 months. And it's not like we're forcing him on it or anything like that. He wants to watch the videos. He wants to do the flashcards. And flashcards come with them. And my wife was practicing the flashcards with him this morning. He brings them to her and says, "Read this, read this." And this morning, an amazing thing happened. When she showed him the card for octagon, the word octagon, he said octagon. She didn't say it. He said it's the sight reading method, and he read the word octagon, the word star, and the word triangle this morning.
Wow!
It's been 2 months. If you want this for your child, you can go to babyreadingkit.com. Like I said, I thought it was working, and it is working. Babyreadingkit.com.
All right, so we'll take your phone calls about what you want. Gigan is still with us, listening in Florida. You're on the amp lines now. Gigan, you were telling us, for our listeners just tuning in, that you were, I guess, on a college campus or nearby a college campus in Sarasota, Florida, and some cops came out of the bush. You heard sirens. Cops came out of the bushes and put your hands on your head, that kind of thing. They were doing some sort of investigation looking for, what was it, an armed robber?
Yeah, supposedly there had been a robbery at a hotel next to the USF campus, and the description was a 30-year-old skinny white male wearing a tank top and shorts. So I was instantly thinking when I heard that, that's probably somebody trying to steal money for drugs. And it was really interesting how the drug war perpetuates itself, where I then find myself in a position where, even though I wasn't wanted for this robbery that they had just cleared me of, all of a sudden they find a pipe somewhere in the area, or they claim to. I never even saw it. And
so the pipe was not on you.
No, it was not on me. They didn't. I don't even know where they claim to have found it.
So what was it they claimed? They claimed to have found a pipe, and then what?
They said there was a pipe with marijuana in it that they found, and they said, "Oh, we found your pipe." And I asked them what they were talking about, and then they said, "Well." And then so it turned into the good cop sort of thing. You know, this isn't really a big deal if you just tell us.
It's just compliance.
You know, yeah.
We're only
exactly.
we're only after the big time growers. We're not after you, little man.
Yeah, just own up. Just own up to it, Gigan, and we'll help you out.
Yeah, if you tell us you broke a crime, you know, you committed a crime, it's not like we're going to prosecute it for it. I mean, it's not like a satire job or anything. Come on.
Exactly, and I was in custody, I believe, about an hour. I wasn't able to keep track of time. And over the course of time, it got more and more manipulative with the lies that they told me, because I informed them that I was a criminal justice student, and I knew that if I don't want to answer questions, I don't have to. So they just kept telling me, tell the truth, as though I had something to say. Then I didn't have something to say to them.
Wow.
But yeah, it was very manipulative. It really messed with my head for that whole hour, because I had to keep convincing myself that I was right when I was being lied to.
Crazy. So they had you in the police station this whole time? Is that right?
No, it was just at the school. I was just near where they had picked me up. I was just sitting on a curb there in the dirt wearing handcuffs.
So these were campus police.
Were you, by chance, you're a student at the University of Florida? South Florida? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You were on campus and they just picked you up.
But it was after hours.
You're a student there.
Right. Actually, I just graduated, but they tried to tell me that, well, we're telling you can't be right after hours. And I said, the security guards at the school they don't mind. It was all about them being in control, though.
Of course, that's what it always is about. So you held your ground, and what happened?
All right, so it got to a point where they told me, they started joking about how, you know what this is going to do to your career, you know what this is going to do to your life, you know how much money this is going to cost you. And they were trying to get a reaction out of me, which I wasn't giving. And every time they tried to accuse me of being cocky or arrogant or calling me a smart A, and I just said I'm sorry that you feel that way about the questions I'm asking. And eventually got to a point where they told me I was going to jail, and I still said I have nothing to say, and they let me go.
Awesome. Way to go. Standing up for yourself, refusing to bow down to their
Did they charge you with anything?
How was that?
Did they charge you with anything?
They said this. You may be hearing from us when we run fingerprints on this thing.
Oh yeah, they're going to run fingerprints. I mean, this is ludicrous. I mean, the American public really believes that cops do fingerprinting. You know, and it's such
off a glass
rarity.
Pipe.
Yeah, it's such a rarity.
Well, they didn't say it was glass.
It's
true.
So much like work that these guys don't want to get anywhere near fingerprinting. Yeah. It's too much like earning their paychecks. I'm sorry, you can have your car stolen. They won't print it.
It's amazing. Well, congratulations on that gig, and I'm glad it worked out for the better. And it only worked out for the better because you didn't crack under their pressure trying to get you to admit to having a bowl that you apparently didn't even have.
Yeah. If they print that, if they do print that bowl, it's only because they were cranky at you for not playing, you know, their power game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're not going to print the bowl because one of them just pulled it out of his pocket and said,
"That's likely true."
Yeah.
Well, one of the detectives called me afterwards on my cell phone after it was all over.
How did he get your cell phone number?
They got it for me because they told me that at one point they told me if I didn't answer these certain questions that I wouldn't be free to go, and we were sitting there in silence for a little bit.
I see.
So
did they process you? Did they fingerprint you?
They took one fingerprint.
Interesting.
I don't know why. I think it might have been like a show gesture because they told me I was going to jail, and then they uncuff me and take a fingerprint and tell me to leave.
Huh. It's very strange.
I think that was all for like all kind of a show thing to get me to just think that I might as well cooperate now.
So now you graduated. Are you out of there? Are you coming to New Hampshire? Or what's your plan?
Yeah, I plan on starting the drive back to New Hampshire on the 23rd or 24th.
Back.
Assuming that they don't, like, break down my door over some fingerprint on a pipe they claim to have.
Now, just in a related story, one of the activists from New Hampshire, who's originally from the Sarasota area, Neil Connor, has scheduled an activism event down there in Sarasota. And I think I saw that you were involved in this.
Actually my event.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. So why don't you tell a little bit about what you're planning on doing?
Oh, okay. Well, I've been doing a little bit of activism since I've been down in Florida the past few months that I haven't really been doing the whole time I've been down here. And it really motivated me to want to do some sort of public event before I leave, kind of as gifting a little bit of the ideas of liberty before I go. And so the idea is to sell to exchange a 40-ounce beverage, which is 40-ounce malt liquor, which is illegal in the state of Florida because of sales laws. And the way they're able to ban 40s is they make it so it's illegal for businesses to sell them. So I'm going to do a public exchange of one, which I don't know if it's public, if it's technically illegal or not, so we'll see.
So you're not going to be drinking 40s in the park. It'll just be an exchange.
Gotcha.
It's going to remain sealed the entire time.
It's very strange because it's all about the size of the container. You could have malt liquor in Florida, and you can have a 40-ounce beverage in Florida. You just can't have a 40-ounce malt liquor beverage in Florida. And you can't have magnums of champagne, which is, you know, crazy. You can have champagne, but you can't have a big bottle of champagne. You can have several bottles of champagne, but not a big bottle.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you might actually walk away from this one because I wasn't really able to understand why anybody would want to do activism that is of a civil disobedience nature the day they were planning on leaving Florida when they could very well arrest you and you know, keep you in their system for a while.
I wasn't able to understand why anyone would want to drink malt liquor.
Well, part of the presentation is, and that's why I'm giving it away, I guess. Part of the presentation is going to be how that they shouldn't intervene in this, and I don't want them to intervene. And the whole idea is that they should stop intervening all the time when people break stupid laws.
Great. Cool. Well, let us know how it goes, and congratulations on in advance on making it back to New Hampshire. And thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just ludicrous nonsense was going on here in Keene, New Hampshire this morning. We'll tell you about it in a little bit, but your calls come first. You make them. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military.
Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Curtis.
And Mark. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We've got over 500,000 posts on our bulletin board system. You go to bbs.freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive there. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Every contest involves rules, and every winner knows the rules and how to use them to their advantage. Jurisdictionary.com explains to you how to use the rules of the United States court system. They'll teach you how to use the forms, get evidence, how to move the court, and set hearings, do research, draft pleadings, etc. It's all there. Jurisdictionary.com. It's a great course that the average eighth grader can learn to grasp in 24 hours. I'm taking it, so it can't be that difficult, but it sure is informative. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so we will continue taking your phone calls, and then coming up, we'll tell you about some just ludicrous nonsense that went on at a Fully Informed Jury Association outreach today up here in New Hampshire. Just silly. We'll get to that. But first, Craig in Kentucky is on the lines. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian Curtis and Mark.
How are you doing, guys?
Craig, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you made the comment. You commented about Curtis, and he had a problem, and you were going to contact potential jury members. Wouldn't that be considered coercion? I mean, I just wonder about
What be considered coercion?
If you contact the potential jury members.
No, coercion is violence.
No, it's not. It could be trickery or lies.
What do you mean by communicating with the jurors?
Wouldn't that contaminate a jury pool? If you talk to potential jurors, wouldn't that contaminate a jury pool?
When you say you, are you talking about me specifically?
No, I'm not talking about you specifically.
Because if I or my lawyers talk to any potential jurors, that would be contaminating the jury pool. But unless
I guess the trick is to have enough people on your side that they really can't, say anything.
Exactly. You know, I was going to comment on that. That was where I was going with this. My point is, they've turned the jury system, Curtis is a good guy, and I mean, this is not anything negative about him, but they've turned the jury system into a system that they use if you like somebody, that's what they try to do. It's a popularity contest.
Yep.
Is what I was trying to say.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So I'd agree with that.
Now, the definition of coercion is the use of force or intimidation to obtain compliance. Secondary definition, force or the power to use force in gaining compliance as by government or police force. So at least in the main definition of the word, there is nothing else besides force and violence as the term. So when you said coercion, you mean fraud somehow?
No, I mean coercion. There's another. If you use coercion, that can also mean to use trickery or lies.
Hmm. Well, it's probably a legal definition of some sort.
Yeah, this is not a definition that I'm aware of. But where would the trickery or lies be anyway? Where would the lies and the trickery be in reaching out to potential jurors?
Well, that could sway an opinion.
But there's no lying. There's no trickery going on. The Fully Informed Jury Association.
The government would say that telling jurors that they don't have to follow the letter of the law in making their decision is a lie.
I agree 100%. But what I'm saying, if you look at it on the other hand, what if when they look at the jury pool, what if they contaminate the jury pool? What if lies are spread before a trial? You know, that's all I'm saying.
When you say they, you mean the government people?
That it could be the government. It could be anybody. I mean, our system, our lies spread
during the trial.
Right. The government does do that, and they do it through the media.
Absolutely. The judicial system was not meant to work that way, was it?
Right. Well, that's how it's operating.
Well, there's no prohibition against lying to people, first and foremost. But secondly, the Fully Informed Jury Association outreach is not a lie. It's not trickery. I don't know if that's what you're suggesting. I don't think it was.
No. I'm not suggesting that. I'm just looking at it open. I want to keep an open mind about it and be objective about it. You know, I look at both sides.
Well, when you're doing Fully Informed Jury outreach, it should not be your stated intention to reach jurors. The purpose for me when I'm there is to reach everybody that's walking into the courthouse. I just happen to schedule it at a time at which they're having jury selection. So when I'm there doing Fully Informed Jury outreach, it's because they are selecting a jury at that point in time, and I will focus my activism and my outreach efforts on that short 45-minute window where the jurors are supposed to show up. So this morning they were supposed to show up between 8 and 8:30. We showed up at 7:50. We ended it at 8:40. That way we get everybody before they go in and everybody who's, you know, straggling, running a little bit late. And we reach out to them, and we hand the Fully Informed Jury outreach information to everybody that's walking up. We don't ask anybody, are you a juror or are you a potential juror? We just ask something to the effect of, you know, good morning, would you like some free information on your rights as a juror? And most people will take it. But they don't have to be a juror in order to take that. That's a question that anybody can say yes to, and anybody can and say yes and get a copy of the flyer. So there's no way that I don't think, at least, certainly they never tried this with us. There's no way that we could be accused of jury tampering because, A, the jury hasn't even been selected yet at that point. B, we're not targeting potential jurors specifically. We're targeting everyone walking into the public court building, including the court bureaucrats. We'll target everybody that walks in. So certainly there's no coercion. Certainly there's no lying. There's no trickery. And there's no jury tampering. So I hope that clears it up for you.
Well, that clears it up for me, and I didn't mean to suggest that, but I'm just saying that's our system wasn't set up to work that way, and that's all I'm saying.
Which way? Which way are you referring to?
To work either side, whether it's the prosecution or the defense, should not have any access to any potential jurors.
Well, I agree that what you're saying in theory in a vacuum, but the problem is that the judicial system, which was set, you know, is evolved over 1,000 years, decided a few decades ago that we're not going to allow this. We're going to decrease the allowance of this to occur, which is jury nullification. So they've sort of stopped talking about it. They don't tell jurors of their 1,000-year-old right.
Well, wasn't it?
Judge the law itself.
It was, as I understand it, at one time, a long time ago, over 100 years ago, that at one time it was standard procedure for the judge to inform jurors of the right to nullify.
Sure, and they don't want that anymore.
Right, but if they were still doing
that. The government by the lawyers for the lawyers.
If they were still doing that, though, we wouldn't have to do jury outreach like that.
I agree, and that's just, you know, if somebody is popular, then it's to their advantage, and if they're unpopular, then it's to their disadvantage, and that's the only.
What is
point
to
I
their
disadvantage?
You're saying their unpopularity is to their disadvantage?
Absolutely. If you have somebody that's, pardon me.
I said okay, sure. I agree with that. That's a very general statement, and you're correct.
Okay, that's what I was wanting to talk about.
All right, well, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Michael in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about immigration. And I think that we agree on eliminating the state, but that y'all take kind of a left libertarian position.
I don't even know what that means. I'm a voluntarist, and I find it a little insulting that some libertarians have decided to bring the right-left paradigm back into the liberty movement after we've, I think, in general, moved away from the idea of right and left. But we can talk about it if you want.
But I know what it means when he says it.
I have no idea what it really means. Hang on. We'll come back here in a moment. You can explain where you were going with that. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you believe in liberty, you believe in liberty, period. There's no left or right to it. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose, and healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity. Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight it's Ian.
And Curtis.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com features including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program, are listed there on the Shrine of Female Listeners. You can become a Shriner if you're a lady listener. The details are at shrine.freetalklive.com. Our newest Shriner is Catherine Bleich. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
You know, some people can really control their eating habits and their diet. You know, they see they're gaining a couple of pounds. They just stop eating until they're back down to the weight that they want to be. I am not one of those people. If I skip a meal, I'm extraordinarily angry and upset. I swear it's a blood sugar problem. My wife says I'm just cranky. However, I have found something that works for me, and it's called Luma Thin Plus, and you can get it at LumaThinPlus.com. It is priced so that you can spend less than a dollar a day to lose the weight you've been trying to get rid of without having to, you know, work out any extra or change your lifestyle in any way. LumaThinPlus.com. It's fabulous. Plus, it doesn't make you jittery. LumaThinPlus.com.
Now, Michael is with us from South Carolina. Michael, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, now you called in tonight and you barely just had a chance to get in the beginning of your call before we had to go to break. So wanted to make sure we held you through. We continued the conversation. You brought up immigration. You made this statement that Free Talk Live takes a left libertarian position on immigration. And I want to get to where you wanted to go with your call, but I just want to know what does that mean when you say that we have a left libertarian position on immigration?
Well, I don't know what else to call it because if you favor property rights, as I do, I think you would take a different position on immigration. So I don't really know what to call your position. So that's kind of what
my position is. A pro-freedom position. I think people should be able to cross imaginary lines in the sand freely. When I'm talking about imaginary lines, I mean state created this fictional concept of the government created imaginary lines. I don't mean the ones on your property. I think that you should be able to have property rights.
Yeah, whose property are you talking about?
Well, all right, we agree on getting rid of the state. That's first of all.
Sure.
But I'm talking about property rights. So, like, under the present regime, like, you're advocating basically open borders now under this present regime. And that ignores the property rights of the people who are here. So
No, not at all.
Let's look at this. I mean, if the guy's on the borders, you know, if you say that there's no state, and then the people on the border would essentially be able to decide who gets to walk across their land and who couldn't, right? So one of them would say, there's money to be made. I can charge $10 a toll for a guy walking across my land. Do you think one of them would do it?
Well, very likely, but
okay, there you go. Property rights not violated. We win.
No, you don't, because okay. Under the present regime, we're taxed whether we support the government or not. And part of that money goes to build roads and schools and infrastructure. Some of us have families here going back, like my family, to the 1600s. So
the Indians still hate you.
That money taken from us over the generations, because, you know, you can pass on property from one person to another, means that we have the people who've been here more of a claim on the land, the roads, and so on. Even if we don't support the system, such as myself,
how old are you?
Than any immigrant possibly could.
How old are you?
I'm 33.
I don't see how your ancestors paying taxes is in any way strengthens your claim to being some
sure.
sort of geographical
sure.
citizen of the location.
Yes, it does, because if I buy a piece of land, I can pass that land on to my son or daughter if I had one, right? And if I'm taxed, even if I don't support the system, I have a stake in the roads, a claim on those roads, right?
But you can object. You can object to some things, and you said roads twice now, so I can't let you go by again. You assent to your taxation to pay for roads. It's in the gasoline tax. You can stop using gasoline. You stop using gasoline. Start driving a car that uses biodiesel or something, and you don't make your own biodiesel, and you don't have to pay for the roads. It's a user tax, a user fee.
That's not practical. You can't live.
People can't live
in the modern society.
What are you saying? Well, are you saying? Let me see if I'm understanding this.
The heredity argument doesn't stand up, because the fact is, I've got ancestors that run back to 1600s. I've got ancestors who are back 10,000 years on this continent. I've got ancestors that were one generation on this continent. So, and the same is true with the vast majority of people. If you go back far enough, I mean, the fact is that these some of these Mexican people that are crossing the border have ancestors that were on this continent before the lines in the sand were drawn for the American Republic.
It used to be old Mexico.
Therefore, they have a better claim on the continent than yours do. I mean, it's a specious argument.
Not at all, because my money has been taken from me, even if you don't agree with the hereditary argument, which I do, but my money has been taken from me by this government, not by the Mexico's government, and paid for these roads.
You're getting trapped in the whole little funnel of, okay, so I've got this vested interest in the government, so now I got to keep this government going because now this government owes me something.
I don't want to keep it going. I want to eliminate it. But until we do eliminate it,
you want to get what you feel you paid for.
I'm sorry.
Until we do eliminate it, then what? What were you going to say?
Until we do eliminate it, my property rights should be respected.
Who's disrespecting your property rights?
The government, the federal government.
The government stole your money, fair and square, dude. You don't have it anymore. You don't have any control over it, on what they spent it on, and you might as well just write it off.
Wait, I still don't understand what your complaint is here. He's saying that it's
our government, our land, and we have had it stolen from us, so therefore those people can't come in because they haven't had the same government steal the same money from them for the same crap.
But what does that have to do with your property rights not being respected?
Because
I have a claim on the roads and everything, all the other infrastructure.
So you're saying that you believe that you own a piece of the road, and so therefore, because you own a piece of the road, that you should be able to keep somebody from another plot of land off of that road who wants to come here?
Until we get rid of this present system, I think that's the best solution to
that. Wait a minute. I have paid a bunch of money into this system, too. If we're going to go down your little road, then I'd like to say that I've paid a bunch of money into this system, too, and I want to use my piece of road to allow people to come here.
Okay, but I don't. So you see the problem.
But why don't you take your piece of road and pick it up and move it onto your property?
Well, I can't do that.
The difference is
because it's not yours, dude, and you don't have a stake in it. That's the point I'm trying to make.
The difference here, Michael,
is not yours.
You want to use force on people to stop them from using your road.
Which isn't really your road anyway.
Yeah.
Look, why are you buying into this collectivist public property concept? The idea that you have any say in
paint your road green. Do anything with it. If it's really your road, do something with it.
The gang's property. How can you call yourself a liberty-minded person and at the same time advocate using force on peaceful people who just want to travel?
It's the it's not about travel. People, have you ever read Dr. Hans Hoppe's book, Democracy, the God
of I have Bill? Not, but it is about travel. It's about people coming here from another place and wanting to make a better life for themselves. People come onto those roads all the time without having paid the same income tax as you have. What the heck does it matter? Like Curtis said, they're going to the gas station, they're filling up their gas tank. That's paying for those roads. I mean, the point you're making is it's not even existent.
I totally disagree with you. I mean, I have a stake in the system, even if I don't support the system.
Look, you've got some ancestors that came here in 1600, and you've got some ancestors that came here in 1900. Are you telling me that the people – what's that?
No, I don't.
You're claiming that all of your ancestors have been here since 1600?
Since the 1600s and 1700s. Yeah.
Woo, that's a strong claim. I don't believe you for a second. It's just names written down on pieces of paper, man. People jump the fence all the time. But whatever. So are you telling me that the people that came here in the 1900s, back when they really didn't check immigration at all, they didn't have the right to use those roads, but since their ancestors have been here 100 years, it's fine with you that they do?
No, back in the day, the roads were either private or they were on unused land.
Not in the 1900s, they weren't. There weren't very many private roads at all.
Or they were on unused lands. The roads back then were...
No, we're talking about 1900s, man.
In the 1900s, they were mostly run by government.
Yeah, okay, mostly government
roads. I misunderstood you. I thought you said the 19th century. I don't have any ancestors who came here in the 1900s. I'm sorry. I mean, my family's been here a long time. And
so then
I
support the police state, right? I mean, you support creating checkpoints.
I want to get rid of the
You don't want you don't really want.
How are you going to keep them off your property once the government's gone?
Well, look, I do believe that there are communities and cultures of people and private property owners can keep whoever they want off their land.
They do realize once the state's gone, your little definition of what is yours is going to shrink just out of, reality.
Right.
But still, like-minded groups of people come together. They form communities.
All right, so I want to know what you want to do. I mean, if you think that you can keep people out, what's your vision, Mr. Immigration Controller, so-called liberty-minded person? We'll find out here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, America, how do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREE TRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREE TRIAL. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREE TRIAL.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at Ratchet M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The Maine name in military supply.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in, bring up anything, toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Shop in dozens of categories. You can even buy used items and feel good because the stuff that you're going to get will benefit Free Talk Live. All right, we go back to Michael in South Carolina. I'm just trying to get a handle on exactly what it is that you're saying here tonight, Michael. Just, you know, correct me if I'm wrong on anything here. Are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so you called in to talk about immigration. You claim to be a liberty-oriented person. You say you don't even want the government. However, you believe that while the government still exists, it should be enforcing border rules. Is that right so far?
I believe it should be enforcing property rights while it exists.
Well, no, okay, right. Now that's kind of a cover for saying border rules, because when you say property rights, what you mean is that you believe you own a piece of the public property, the roads and such, and so therefore you believe that they should enforce what you believe should be done with the roads, which is keep people from other countries off of them unless they've asked for the government's permission to be on them in the first place.
Well, I don't really care if they've asked permission, but, yeah, basically I think that, I think that I should be able to determine who my neighbors are if they're going to use my property.
So what is it that you propose to enforce your so-called property rights on these roads?
Well, basically, the vision that I have of a free society would be, I think, quite different from what you have. So it would be like more in line of Dr. Hoppe and other
I don't know what that is. You're just going to have to tell me what your vision is.
Well, he proposed a view of the world where there would be organic, relatively homogenous cultures and groups of property owners together in societies.
When you say homogenous, what do you mean?
I mean people of distinct cultures, unique
like
cultures
like.
Together. I'm sorry?
Like with like.
Okay,
exactly.
So you believe exactly. Do black people and white people date each other there in South Carolina?
Yeah, I knew you would have to come up with racism.
Is that what you're talking about?
You said homogenous.
That's what it sounds like.
I'm one like and like, right? I'm wanting to figure out. I'm defining what this homogeny means.
I think race can be a component, but your economic situation is going to be a component. Your
culture.
Yeah, your
rich people and poor people aren't allowed to marry each other.
He didn't say anything about how he was allowed to mate or marry or anything like that. He was just talking about people voluntarily coalescing into communities.
Okay, so people are going to come.
I'm telling you that normal communities, it is not. I mean, look at this community of 25,000 in Keene. There's rich people, there's poor people, there's black people, there's white people, there's people of all different ethnicities.
Not that many black people here, but
there are a few.
Okay, well, where I'm from, there's developments made, especially for people of a certain socioeconomic group, and they put up their walls, and they self-segregate.
Continue. You say you want homogenous people from different cultures coming together, okay?
Right, and those property rights should be respected, the same as if one property owner would probably get together with other property owners who have a like mind, a similar culture, and they would be able to enforce their property rights together. It's the same as if they would be able to do them by themselves. And that's kind of the world I envision. It would be a free market.
Not what I asked you. What I want to know is you said today that you believe that right now the government is doing the things that it's doing. And so while the government exists, you believe certain things should happen. What would you like to see happen in the next year? Because it's not very likely that there will be no federal government within that time frame.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that we can't get rid of it tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. So what would you like to see happen?
Well, basically, I would like to see no immigration.
Meaning,
you don't think that's going to happen?
You want to somehow stop immigration?
Completely.
And how do you plan on doing
legal
that?
Legal and illegal.
How do you plan to stop legal immigration?
That's what he means.
How do you plan on doing that one, Mr. Liberty-minded person?
Well, the same way that a private property owner would be able to enforce the property rights on his own.
Sounds like violence. Is that what you're saying?
You're not proposing to put up controls, physical controls to keep people out of my country, are you? Because I want them here.
Well, yeah, that's fine. On your land, if you want people there, that's fine. However,
let's get back to what your land is, though, because in your mind, I got this feeling that your definition of "quote unquote" my land is this nebulous cloud that expands and contracts depending on what you're talking about. Here, you're talking about keeping people out of the entire nation, so you're making some sort of claim to I don't know how many billions of square acres of land there. But at other times, you're talking about your neighborhood in South Carolina. I mean, where do you draw the line at, okay, I've paid into this tyrannical system, so I've got some sort of stake in it. I mean, can you really sit there in South Carolina and say, I want to close all the borders of the United States where people in Maine may love Canadians coming across the border to do work for them?
That's a good point.
I was going to say, a similar line of questioning, what kind of stake do you have in the roads in New Hampshire, the political designation known as New Hampshire?
Very little. That's a good point.
Okay,
so what if I was to move down there from New Hampshire now and not have paid into the system down there in the South Carolina area? Would you be opposed to me moving into your area because I hadn't had some sort of stake in the system in that area?
Well, in the ideal world, and it's hard for me to answer about in this present system, but in the ideal world, I would say that the property owners in this area would probably want to meet with you and decide if we wanted to allow you in.
I think that's pretty tyrannical because we've got the sort of system where I understand where property owners get to choose that thing now. It's one person, one property. You know, if they want to rent their property out to me, they don't have to ask their neighbors to approve that. And I think having to ask your neighbors, like,
sounds bureaucratic to me.
It sounds worse than bureaucratic, in my opinion.
Yeah, I can tell you my neighbors have crappy opinions on property rights.
It sounds to me
like a horrible homeowners association.
What I'm hearing from you, Michael, is
not liberty.
Yeah, I'm not hearing anything liberty-oriented from you, and what I am hearing from you is that you don't like the government, but the reason you don't like the government is because they aren't enforcing rules hard enough. You want harder and firmer rules to prevent people from coming into an area. If Curtis wanted to come down there into South Carolina from New Hampshire, wouldn't he be considered an immigrant, basically? Would you want to also stop just people in general from coming into South Carolina?
He would be considered an immigrant. And if you had a world based on property rights, and I'm not talking about totalitarianism, I'm talking about libertarianism, about free markets and property rights. If you had such a world, certain groups of people would discriminate against other groups of people.
It's true. There would be people like you who would want to set up areas where they are in total control.
Association.
Right, where they are like a little neighborhood Nazi area, or in this case, all of South Carolina, and put up walls.
But once those people found out very quickly that they had a very difficult time doing business with other people because it's hard to do business with somebody who can't travel on your land. I mean, if I say, nope, you can't have the guy come on your land to fix your plumbing. I don't like him. He's fat and his butt shows. You know, whatever. It once you find out that people can't do business that way, then they're going to want out of that little totalitarian homeowners association.
Boy,
quick split.
Thank goodness companies like Walmart and gas stations and McDonald's and all these various different businesses out there don't make sure that to check people out before they come in to buy things from them. They're not checking passes at the front driveway to the McDonald's to make sure that you're legitimate in order to buy a hamburger for them to make sure you have a claim on the system.
Totally the wrong idea about this. Totally the wrong idea.
I think you've got totally the wrong idea, and that is to be a control freak over whether or not people can travel. And I agree with Mark that it's going to destroy whatever the economy is wherever you are, trying to keep people out.
Not at all. It would be voluntarily based, and if you didn't want to be part of such a culture or an area, you could sell your property, you could leave,
you
could just secede your property from such a culture.
Okay, if you could secede your property, what I'm telling you is that everybody would do it at some point. Because
I don't think so.
Once one of my neighbors said I couldn't have a friend come over because he's, you know, some other ethnicity or from too far away or whatever, then I'm going to say he can't have the Avon lady to come to his house or whatever it is that he wants. And this is going to fall apart in a week.
You know what I would like to suggest to you, Michael, is that you release from your mind, from your mindset, the desire to control others.
The belief that you still own country.
I think that what you have is a desire to create an artificial society, and you,
I don't even
you
know
don't
what that
like
means.
An organic society.
I think what we have now is an artificial
society. I have a desire for freedom.
I think everyone in this room is pro-organic, voluntary society. We just have a different idea of what... I'm amazed at your opinions on how you can control other people's property rights. So, I mean, I'm sitting here as dumbfounded as you are.
I don't want to control other people's property.
Everything else, except for that statement right there, everything else out your mouth says otherwise. You and your neighbors to get together and be able to say who can and can't come out in the community.
And that's fine. If y'all want to build a walled-off community and try, you know, and keep people out, you should be free to do that. Just don't build it around me. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I tell you, this issue of immigration is the most heated, I think it's probably the most controversial issue in the country right now. And fact is, we're on the minority side of this, believing in true freedom, the ability to travel as long as you aren't harming somebody else on property where you're allowed to travel because road owners would want you to travel on their roads. You can see their advertisements and stuff like that.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.